Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Joining us now with some advice for parents and teenagers about online social networking is Dr. Tristan Garindo, a child and adolescent psychiatrist for Mass General Hospital. Dr. Garindo, thanks a lot for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
We just heard in Deb's report on the New Hampshire murder case that many teens were writing about what the suspects allegedly said after the murder. What are the lessons to be taken from this case in terms of advice to teenagers about the kind of thing they write about on social networking websites such as Facebook and MySpace?
I think the internet and social networking sites provide some sort of anonymity for kids. And so they think that because people aren't watching me as I'm doing this, that they're somehow immune from other people's perceptions about them. But in reality, that's just not true. So if you think about posting something online and having 800 people reading it instantaneously, the analogy I like to use with kids is to say, would you do that same action in a school assembly in front of 800 other kids at your school? So what I encourage my teenagers that I work with to do is to use an acronym called WAIT.
What does WAIT stand for?
So WAIT, W-A-I-T. W, would I want what I'm writing to appear on the front page of my school newspaper? A, am I in a good emotional state right now? Am I feeling angry, upset, or sad? I, is there a way in which others might misinterpret what I'm saying? And finally, T, today, tomorrow, or the next day. If I am feeling emotional or if I am doing something impulsive, can I set this aside for a day and come back to it tomorrow and make a more informed decision about whether or not this is a good idea?
So is it that the teens writing material and their parents aren't really cognizant of the fact that it may be more than just a few dozen people reading this content?
There certainly is a role for parents to understand social networking sites better. You know, I have really two pieces of advice for parents. First is that parents need to be more net savvy themselves. And there are some great websites out there which can really teach parents about social networking sites, how to use privacy settings, and how to be good consumers of social networking sites. The second piece of advice I have for parents is that they need to know what their kids are doing online. It gets increasingly tricky to really set limits around using internet sites. And even now, most of these social networking sites have a cell phone component. So we're better off teaching kids how to think through their actions. We're better off having parents be more net savvy. And we're better off having parents being able to have a dialogue with their kids.
I have to ask you what you tell kids when they say to you, my parent wants to be my friend on Facebook. What do I do? And I ask because we had that situation in our family where we requested to be friends for our two college-age daughters. One of them listed us right away. The other took 2 months and thought about it before she put us on. These kids, a lot of these kids, are going to be reluctant to do that. So what do you tell the kids?
I tell the kids, you know, I would be more worried about you if you wanted your parents to be your friend. It's perfectly natural for kids to want to be separate from their parents. And I think it's perfectly reasonable for kids to expect some level of privacy. But on a social networking site, on a wall on Facebook, that's not the place for parents to not be involved.
When kids discover something on Facebook that disturbs them, whatever is written very much disturbs them and maybe frightens them, they might be reluctant to tell anybody about it. What is your advice along those lines?
Well, many schools have policies that relate to cyberbullying and to social networking. I would say to students and to schools, find out who that point person is. I think that this social networking concerning information discussion should also be folded into that curriculum.
You know, though, if I'm a teenager and I see something that bothers me, but I'm not sure that I want to rat out the person who wrote it.
So I say to kids, you know, your job is not to decipher the message, to decipher whether or not this statement is a threatening statement or a concerning statement, or if this is just adolescents testing the boundaries. Your job, if you see something that scares you, is to let somebody else know. While it's a hard decision to make, it is the right decision to make, to err on the side of being safe.
Dr. Tristan Garindo, child and adolescent psychiatrist at Mass General Hospital, thank you very much for coming in. Very interesting.
Thank you for having me.